It's day number 6, and we are desperately looking for some sunshine. Right now it's about mid-50s. We're 55 miles down the road from Portland, Oregon, standing in front of the Capitol building of Oregon here in Salem. And we still have about 70 to 75 more miles to go today. Started out from Portland this morning, little drizzle again, heavy clouds, high 40s temperature, we had to get started, so we had to get up about 5:15 in the morning, and we were off by 7:30 on the road and down through some bike paths in Portland. There are some riders that have aches and pains. A lot of Achilles tendon bursitis going on. Lots of clicking heels and, of course, the usual knee problems, hand problems. But the Achilles tendon, there's probably about 7 or 8 riders that have both Achilles tendons flared up. We might get one of those in a bike trip, so why there are so many at this time is up to speculation. I could think of a few reasons, but I won't elaborate them here. Okay, and throughout these last few days, it's been hard to get comfortable. You're cold in the morning, starting out, and then start riding, and within 5 miles you're all sweaty and wet all inside. So that works okay until you stop. Now when you stop, and especially if you eat, you start getting chilled, so all the blood comes out of your legs and goes to your gut. So we gotta make our breaks very short and get down the road. We had a number of riders last night blow curfew, about 10 of them. So we're going to have to do something about that. It's not a very good example for the rest of them, especially since they're older individuals on the bike trip, older college students and graduated high school students. Anyway, we're trying to keep some order here. We had some free time yesterday in Portland, so we gave them some liberty to go out and enjoy a meal and enjoy each other, but only up to a certain time, because we have some injured people that are hurting from knee and ankle problems, and they need to get back and do their work, do their jobs, and get done with and sleep and just take it easy and heal. So far, no major serious accidents or injuries. We have had falls. That's always going to happen with a big group of bicyclers. And last night we were treated by a visit from Matt and Mike Moore. They are Disciples veterans from back in the late 90s and early 2000s. And they have gone on several trips, and they brought over 3 big boxes of donuts of all sizes and shapes. And that was greatly appreciated by the whole group. It's great to see these different generations of Disciple riders helping us out along the way. So Portland has been good to us with all these Disciple veterans that live and go to school out here. Dominic Freeberger and Corinne Inez, of course the Elliots, who treated us to lunch yesterday at Burgerville. The two Moore brothers and Mike Ives, who's on the bike trip with us. And so we got quite a bit of Portland people here, and Portland is, as I mentioned yesterday, quite the central hub of cycling in America. Cycling for transportation, mostly, to get to where you want to go, as opposed to just racing or recreation. This is the bicycle is used as a mode of transportation. Okay, so we're here at lunch again, and things are going pretty smooth, but the weather could be better. Somebody said it was supposed to break today. We'll see.